Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, for stations just joining us around the country or folks that just tuned in on satellite or the internet or shortwave, I want to thank you so much for joining us today. I've noticed a pattern, and I want to talk to listeners about this in this hour. Bill O'Reilly by, of course, Hannity, by Glenn Beck, and by a bunch of other national TV and radio talk show hosts to claim that 9/11 truth, people confronting Bill Maher, people confronting Bill Clinton, all these politicians, Giuliani, that we are violent, that we are helping terrorists, that we work for Al-Qaeda, that we hate America, that we need to be stopped, that we're out doing all these horrible things, engaging in our First Amendment and true activism as the First Amendment states. They're doing this because they're panicking, because they're scared. They know we're exposing them for pushing open borders and being fake conservatives. They know we're exposing fake conservative groups for backing Hillary, which is now mainstream news. They know that the American people, liberals and conservatives, are breaking that paradigm and waking up, and they're scared to death. Everywhere they go, activists, anti-war activists, anti-open borders activists, pro-Second Amendment groups, 9/11 truth groups, but mainly 9/11 truth, we are change mainly, are out there getting in their face, bringing up, hey, the firefighters say that you claim there was no asbestos, but documents came out and it shows you did know that. We're confronting them on real issues. And the firefighters are buying TV ads saying, in New York, that's where We Are Change started just a year ago. And they go and they confront him about, hey, you said you were told by the government to get out of Building 7 because Tower 1 and 2 were going to fall. How did you know that was going to happen? Oh, I didn't say that, Giuliani says. And then the media, even NBC in New York, goes and gets the clip of him on TV saying it twice. And they go, well, he did say that. Well, where did you hear that? See, I mean, and that's just one example of hundreds and hundreds of confrontations, hundreds and hundreds of times where real questions are being brought up to Hillary, Bill Clinton, Giuliani, McCain, Mitt Romney, the other Democrats like John Edwards. I mean, hundreds of them. And former CIA chiefs and former MI6 chiefs and governors and Bill Maher and all of these people are getting confronted. And Bill O'Reilly's the type, it's been in the news, where somebody calls his radio show. They have caller ID. We don't have that here. Call the office, we do. And disagrees with him, and he has security call and threatened to arrest him when they're not even cops, a guy in Florida, and they even recorded it. Hey, we're going to get you if you ever call in again. You don't call in here and disagree with us. I mean, they're nuts, man. O'Reilly is mentally ill. I mean, there's no doubt. I mean, the stuff with the sexual harassment case and the recordings of that came out, I don't know, I just think it's mentally ill to have some woman under your power and then to harass them, and it's always real dirty. It's all really real creepy. You know, I mean, I'm married, but before that, I want women to like me and to want me. That's the whole point about it, is they like you. See, I don't want women who don't like me. See, it's the opposite way. I just, it's so creepy to, like, want to force things on people. But that's who these people are. They love forcing you. You know, my dad told me in business, when I was growing up, he said, son, most people in business out there in America would rather screw you out of 25 cents than make $100 with you. They like revel in the taking. He enjoys getting up there and saying, ban First Amendment, ban free speech, arrest everybody that disagrees with the government. You know, he brags about how he's gotten innocent professors arrested who were later found not guilty of things. And he gets on TV and says, I call for your arrest. I call for it. I have power. It's disgusting. But O'Reilly once knew the truth. He reported on the JFK assassination, government drug dealing, the New World Order. Oh, yeah, he was once one of us. Just like Alan Greenspan wrote books against the New World Order and against the Federal Reserve until they went and hired him. By the way, dig that up, him on JFK. That's in the computer. We aired it about a year ago. We ought to play that today. And his minions confronted Rosie O'Donnell. That's coming up as well. Your calls, 1-800-259-9231. PrisonPlanet.tv is the website. We'll be right back.
It is a big idea. A new world order. In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondent Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN News Bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there's a very real chance that you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach those financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I have seen Bill O'Reilly get up and make fun of JFK conspiracy theories. In fact, I just thought of that. We ought to find those clips on YouTube and put it with this one from the late 1980s with him on, I think it's Extra, getting up there and talking about the murder of JFK. He's got shows about government drug dealing. I used to watch him, and he was talking about the Illuminati and the New World Order. That's what's so bad about O'Reilly is he knows. And then he gets up and says, oh, none of it exists. It's kind of like when he, Limbaugh says, put everybody in prison that uses drugs, and then he gets caught with all these drugs and doesn't get in trouble, but he still says, throw kids in jail the first time they're caught with drugs. I mean, it's just so hypocritical. Then we've got his minions confronting Rosie O'Donnell, and then we've got them basically claiming that we're all terrorists now. Just amazing stuff. Then we're going to go to Spencer in New York, Frank, New Jersey, Andy, New Jersey, Scott in New Jersey. Got a lot of calls from New Jersey and New York, 1-800-259-9231. But first, here he is. How long is this clip? I forgot, John. Okay, we'll play the short 3-minute clip of him talking about JFK. Then we'll play the his guys confronting her guerrilla style. They're trying to copy us. But wait a minute, we're terrorists when we do it, but when you do it at a bookstore, it's loving and good and sweet. See, I mean, he's just such a hypocrite. But it's getting dangerous when they start saying we're criminals and we're evil and we're bad and we've got bombs, and it's amazing. So here he is. Here's the old Bill O'Reilly.
The Select Committee on Assassinations will at this time come to order.
The most damaging sealed documents of the House Select Committee on Assassinations accuse high-ranking officials of the Central Intelligence Agency of lying to the people of the United States about Lee Harvey Oswald. House investigators believe this man, David Attlee Phillips, met with Oswald 2 months before the assassination. Phillips was the CIA's chief of Western Hemisphere operations and was in charge, among other things, of plots against Fidel Castro. According to the secret reports, Antonio Viciana, a leader of anti-Castro Cubans directed by the CIA, saw Oswald talking to a senior CIA agent he knew by the cover name Maurice Bishop. Viciana provided enough information for House investigators to compile this sketch of the agent who met Oswald. Could it have been Phillips? Investigators believe it was. Phillips denied under oath that he knew Oswald, but House investigators did not believe him and wanted him charged with perjury. The government declined to prosecute, leaving investigators furious. The director of the CIA in 1963 was John McCone. He caused a sensation among committee staffers when he admitted there was an agent using the cover name Bishop. But a secret memo reveals he was allowed to reverse his testimony. A CIA lawyer wrote the committee, "I should inform you that he had been in error." In summary, Mr. McCone withdraws his statements on this point. The man who fingered Maurice Bishop, Antonio Viciana, was shot in the head soon after testifying, but survived. Frightened, he will no longer talk about the case, but we caught up with him in Florida.
They wounded me in the head. They tried to kill me.
You know why? Why would
I don't know. Perhaps the FBI knows. The FBI knows.
Did they tell you?
No. Actually.
David Attlee Phillips died of cancer in 1988. Investigators believe Phillips was angry at JFK for botching the Cuban Bay of Pigs operation.
Did you kill the president?
The second explosive revelation in the sealed document also links the CIA directly to Oswald. While living in Dallas, Oswald was befriended by Russian-born George Demoranshield. Investigators determined he was a contract agent for the CIA in Central America and the Caribbean. In 1977, moments before he was to be interviewed by House investigators, Demoranshield blew his brains out with a 20-gauge shotgun. House investigators believe he was a crucial link between the CIA and Lee Harvey Oswald.
There is no question that the sealed JFK files are extremely embarrassing for the CIA. House investigators have told Inside Edition that the agency did not fully cooperate in their investigation and that the CIA had final say in the report that the House Assassinations Committee made public. Thus, the public report makes no mention of the CIA's links with Lee Harvey Oswald. But the secret documents are another story.
One interesting sidelight, the movie JFK was partially based on Jim Garrison's investigation in New Orleans. Well, House investigators uncovered evidence that the CIA planted 9 agents inside the Garrison investigation to feed him false information and to report back to Langley on what Garrison was finding out.
A correction here, that was from 1993. You know what? I just thought of something. Let's play 4 or 5 minutes of that E. Howard Hunt deathbed confession. Now, he was already arrested that day as a tramp on the grassy knoll, the railway station, the rail yard. He was in the Dallas Morning News, Dallas Times Herald, photographed with 2 other known top CIA officers. He was ordered released by the Dallas Police Department. You know, the beat cops ran up and arrested him and grabbed him. Everybody saw the guns, the shots going off, the plumes of smoke, everything. And we already knew he was a CIA section chief. We already knew he ran the Bay of Pigs, the overthrow of Ardennes in Guatemala. But he bragged on his deathbed to his son. This has been in the Rolling Stone magazine. It's now admitted that, yeah, they went in there to kill JFK for the president. And people spin this and say, oh, it went above the president. The point is, obviously it did. But as high as his chain of command went was LBJ. Okay? So here's that clip.
I heard from Frank that LBJ had designated Cord Meyer Jr. to undertake a larger organization while keeping it totally secret. Cord Meyer himself was a rather favored member of the Eastern aristocracy. He was a graduate of Yale University. And had joined the Marine Corps during the war and lost an eye in the Pacific fighting. I think that LBJ settled on Meyer as an opportunist, parent like himself, a parent, and a man who had very little left to him in life ever since JFK had taken Cord's wife as one of his mistresses. I would suggest that Cord Meyer welcomed the approach from LBJ, who was, after all, only the vice president at that time, and of course could not number Cord Meyer among JFK's admirers. Quite the contrary. As for Dave Phillips, I knew him pretty well at one time. He worked for me during the Guatemala project. He had made himself useful to the agency in Santiago, Chile, where he was an American businessman. In any case, his actions, whatever they were, came to the attention of the Santiago station chief, and when his resume became known to people in the Western Hemisphere Division, he was brought in to work on Guatemalan operations. Spurge and Morales and people of that ilk stayed in apartment houses during preparations for the big event. Their addresses were very subject to change, so that where a fellow like Morales had been one day, you're not necessarily associated with that same address the following day. In short, it was a very mobile experience. Let me point out at this point that if I had wanted to fictionalize what went on in Miami and elsewhere during the run-up for the big event, I would have done so. But I don't want any unreality to tinge this particular story, or the information, I should say. I was a bench warmer on it, and I had a reputation for honesty. I think it's essential to refocus on what this information that I've been providing you, and you alone, by the way, consists of. What is important in the story is that we've backtracked the chain of command up through Cord Meyer and laying the doings at the doorstep of LBJ. He, in my opinion, had an almost maniacal urge to become president. He regarded JFK as he was, in fact, an obstacle to achieving that. He could have waited for JFK to finish out his term and then undoubtedly a second term. So that would have put the LBJ at the head of a long list of people who were waiting for some change in the executive branch.
And, of course, he also, around the table when they killed Bobby, celebrated, hey, we got him, and said we ought to kill the whole family. I mean, we know. It's now declassified that Oswald was in the CIA, that they staged his defection to the Russians. It's all public. And there is the former CIA commando. I mean, he's the guy that, in Mission Impossible, Ethan Hunt, the head agent in that, is got gray hair and is tall and looks like E. Howard Hunt, famous actor playing him, and they called him Ethan Hunt. And then now it's the young, the young actor playing him, Tom Cruise. But that's Ethan Hunt, folks. That's E. Howard Hunt. Okay, there he is for you. And O'Reilly knows all about it. O'Reilly knows we're telling the truth. He knows it all. We're going to come back, take your calls.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Are radical Islamic nations seeking to gain control of the Security Council of the United Nations? What would be their purpose for doing so? For a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine, just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the prophecies of the Bible are far in advance of today's news? It discusses a coming economic system called the Mark of the Beast. You can receive a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine by calling our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing GCN listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
I hear the train a-coming, it's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine, I don't know when. I'm stuck in holes in prison, and time keeps dragging on.
You see, the globalists staged the whole Soviet conflict,
but that train keeps
put Mao in all of it now, all declassified, all public, to get different divisions of their agents to go out and kill people, murder people, commit bombings, blame it on innocent people. They did that all over Latin America, all over Asia, all over the Middle East, all over Europe, and now here. We got to be more evil than the communists to defeat them. the truth's got to be guarded by a bodyguard of lies. But now, what have you done? It's cancer viruses and mercury in the vaccines, your eugenics bosses running you, running us, running everything. You're just as much slaves as us, CIA people and black ops and the private contractors they've got now. They'll use you up. They'll use you. You know you're in a culture of fear. And somebody's got to say no to it. I mean, where does it end? Where does it stop? Where does the corruption end? You're now taking people's property you want. They're now taking people's kids. They're now, the government is completely out of control, and it's dissolving the U.S. right now. And they've got you again torturing and bombing and killing because, well, the Islamo-fascists do mean to take over, so we've got to stage attacks to get the people to pay attention to this real threat. Now, men, you've already done hundreds of missions before. You sign on to this mission. You know full well if you don't sign on, you're going to get shot in the head or die of a heart attack. So you sign on and you go and you plant the bombs in the buildings and you blow it up. I put the M.O. on some of those neocon contractors. We're really starting to get their number. And you bet what I'm doing is dangerous. You bet it's dangerous, but it's a lot more dangerous to not fight them. And I'm not going to be like all this other scum that just sits here and watches this evil grow. I mean, these are some sick people running our country, folks. And I don't want to do here what they did in Russia and China. Whew, man, you going to stand by and be part of that? Police, military, and people in intelligence? And don't sit there and say I'm making this stuff up. You know in your gut it's all true. Right now you know it's true. You've already seen enough pieces of this puzzle to know I'm right. Now you're looking at the puzzle going, I can't believe it. It's 90% put together. Why couldn't I see what that is? But don't believe me. Just go check out the facts. Find out it's worse than I tell you. All right, I'm going to start taking calls now. We're about to end the segment. Come right back and go back to your calls. Spencer in New York, thanks for holding. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. How's it going?
Good, sir.
I'm a big fan. I just started listening to your show this year and, you know, just have learned so much. It's been pretty mind-blowing. As far as, like, with 9/11 goes, for me, it was there was this footage, and all of you have to do, I always tell people to just Google rare 9/11 footage, and you get this pulled Fox, ironically, it's Fox News footage, helicopter footage from Flight 93, and it shows the whole. And it's like for people to believe that this hole was caused by a plane, that's, you know, that's the conspiracy theory. And I don't know if you've seen this footage I'm talking about, the pulled Fox footage, but it's pretty
bad. It's all in Loose Change Final Cut.
Oh, okay. See, I've seen so much.
It's like
stuff
it's like eight different newscasts with no wreckage in a tiny hole, and the federal investigators with their hands up going, "There's nothing here."
Yeah. That they didn't find anything bigger than a phone book, and it's a hole. It shows you can see it by scale. It's next to a garage, and the garage is like, I mean, it's just it. When I saw it, it was just I felt like I was in the Twilight Zone because I knew. And to me, it's just as close to a smoking gun.
Well, it's a classic black op too. I mean, you got all these dozens of other hijacked planes. They admit in the drill. You've got weird planes being diverted, landing here and there, planes taking off. Well, that's what Operation Northwest says. The government says they'd have fake people under fake names getting on planes, other drones crashing, other planes landing. I mean, it's a black op. They make it so confusing, even their own agents who are compartmentalized don't know what's happening. And we had contractors and enemy agents running the attack right next to people in NORAD who thought it was a drill.
Yep. And then the Cheney, some sort of NORAD officer asking Cheney to...
It was his aide saying, does the order still stand? Because they had anti-aircraft, fighter jets, everything right there, and it was a stand down.
Right.
50 miles out, 30 miles out, 20 miles out, five, does it still stand? Of course the order still stands. Have you heard anything to the contrary?
Well, I've been out there telling everybody, basically annoying everybody I know until they start looking at the stuff, and I think that's what everybody has to do is just become sort of like that annoying 9/11 guy. Because I also think that if people, that issue, I mean, I was just out at the protest in Union Square last weekend, and, you know, it's disillusioning having been going to them for so many years, and it just seems like nothing changes. But with all these groups going out and actually going to the places and confronting the people, you know, like they did with Clinton.
Are you kidding? We have done. You guys have done a great job. Keep it up. God bless you. That's why they're freaking out now, claiming we're with Al-Qaeda. I mean, come on. You think that's going to work? We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from your body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
Well, that's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay and MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A 1-month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. For only $22.95 plus shipping, MetaCleanse is shipped directly to you. Or call them at 1-800-317-9547. That's 1-800-317-9547. Call today.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN financial bulletin. Have you ever wanted to make a lot of extra cash in a way that requires very little money to get started? If so, and you have a high-speed internet connection, this may well be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. You can now get a free DVD that reveals how to make more money than any sane person can possibly spend, and do it while working part-time at home with your computer. The new DVD shows how to earn money with no employees, no rent or other overhead, and the best part is that you don't have to go into debt to get started. It's extremely easy to get this home business up and running. And if you work smart, you can start earning money in a very short period of time. The DVD is free. However, you must pay a small shipping charge. To get your DVD, simply call 888-213-1455. That's 888-213-1455. If the line is busy, please keep trying to call back. That number again is 888-213-1455.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs. Oh yeah, Johnny Cash. Play a little bit of this. Sooner or later, gonna cut you down.
You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down, sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Well, my goodness gracious, let me tell you the news. My head's been wet with the midnight dew. I've been down on bended knee, talking to the man from Galilee. He spoke to me in a voice so sweet, I thought I heard the shuffle of angels sweet. He called my name and my heart stood still when he said, John, go do my will. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Well, you may throw your rock, hide your hand, working in the dark against your fellow man. But as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
That's right.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Yeah, I know that what we do is dangerous.
Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
But I've counted the cost. I want that known. And I put myself in God's hands. I believe in the Creator. I believe in a loving God. But I believe in a God that also demands justice. And I have felt the Spirit of that Creator. And anytime I let fear creeps in, anytime I'm daunted, I feel the dauntless spirit of God rise up in me and to fight these people. And it's not too late for evil people that have done evil things for this system. You're a CPS worker that's violated the Bill of Rights and seized children and rationalized what you've done, or you've paid for abortions, or you've had an abortion. God will forgive you. You can forgive yourself. But don't harden your heart. You've been in black ops. You stayed terror attacks in different nations. You came back to the U.S. You participated in the murder of 2,800-plus Americans. God can forgive you for what you've done if you're not past the point of return. You harden your own heart long enough, you shut the door forever on yourself. So that's why a lot of you are just dark and have those vacant eyes. What is Mark Kornke? I heard him say it many years ago. It's like they have the eyes of great white sharks. You ever look at the great white shark's eyes in up-close photos? They're like black. But you look at people with black eyes, you see the sparkle of life in them and the soul, just like if they got blue eyes or green eyes or brown eyes. But it's like nothing reflects out of them. It's like pits in the cold night, like there's no soul there. And confronting Janet Reno and many others, I remember the first time in, like, I guess it was 1998, I actually saw that. I actually stepped back. I was like, what? And it was, you know, looking at her, it was just, I remember she smiled at me, stuck her tongue out, made this little demon face at me. She was at the LBJ school, UT, and she just did this little demon face, this little smile, and looked right at me. I was in the front row, and just went, and just looked at me, and I was like, man, that is a demon. And so there's a lot of things that the eye has not seen or the ear has not heard. There's a lot of stuff going on, folks. And I just know this. I do not want to be with the bad guys. And if it means I got to have them arrest me someday or kill me or set me up or whatever, I don't want that to happen. But at the same time, I don't want them to win, and I don't want to be with them. And folks, if you know they're evil and you know they're bad and you know they've done all these thousands of crimes and you know that you should be doing something about it, you know that it's going on, and you haven't stood up against them, or you rationalize, you make excuses, it's just a crime against humanity. It's even if you don't believe in God, it is a crime against the species. I mean, don't you have the instinct to defend the weak and the young and the poor that are being abused by these people? Don't you have the instinct to fight them? Don't you have a burning desire to see right done? And I mean, let's get it straight. I am an aggressive person. I'm a person who gets angry at people. I've got my long list of sins, but I'm not proud of them. And I try every day to be a good person. Doesn't mean I don't fall down sometimes. Doesn't mean that sometimes I don't just buy a pack of cigarettes and smoke 20 of them in one night, or buy a bottle of whiskey and drink half of it. And I don't do that often, a couple times a year, but that's why I got to stay away from alcohol. It doesn't mean that I don't, frankly, enjoy somebody starting to fight with me, because I like hurting them. I like the feeling of some big guy starting to fight with me, and I like knocking their teeth out. That is not good, folks. And so I try to not be like that. And conversely, it is so rewarding to do good. It is so rewarding to stand up against evil. And I know in my own life that you can do incredible things if you just commit to something and turn loose. And by turning loose, just stop thinking about it. By turning loose, I mean just committing to something, giving yourself over to something, is a great feeling, my friends, and it's very rewarding. And I catch myself loving the world. I catch myself, you know, doing a lot of bad things. But the thing is, I'm aware of it. Most people aren't even aware of how they're giving themselves over to the bestial level, how they're giving themselves over to corruption. I know there's a lot of evil people out there, done a lot of evil things, and you've still got some little glimmer of goodness left in you, and you remember what it was like before you truly became evil, how much better you felt, how much better life was. For a long time, you thought just becoming more evil that you would find rapture, that you would find satisfaction. So many people, and the way the media and the culture advertise it, and I'm going to go to your calls in a minute, think that evil is cool. It's advertised as a sexy devil girl, or it's advertised as, you know, partying or hot rods, and, you know, bank robbers are cool, and swashbuckling's cool. That's how they recruit these people into these black ops. And then they lose their soul in the process. Either they burn out or get out of it or repent, but a certain percent, of 20-30% like it and fully commit to it. And it's a dark horde, a very dark host that we face. A host. It's a huge army of evil. But compared to us, they are tiny in number. If you would activate, if you... Listen, a lot of you are thinking, well, how do I save the country? How do I... You have this hero's image, this false archetypal imprint of the lone hero. You can't put an ad in Green Sheets, plug in a website, or you can't call into a talk radio show, or you can't start a website, or you can't go confront a politician because, well, you might not do it right, or you might falter, or they might not like you, or you might get put on a list, or you might... Nothing's ever gained without risk, and it's a greater risk to just sit where you're at in the dark with the New World Order having its way with you instead of just getting out in the light, out in the open, and just saying, okay, you know, we didn't look for this fight. We didn't ask for this fight. I mean, these people... It boggles my mind every day that they could take 4,000-plus American children from the 40s into the 60s, and this is just what I discovered was declassified. I always find more stuff after that. But in one group of tests, and they would take a little baby that CPS had, or in an orphanage, and they would take that baby in, they'd lay it down in the chamber, and they'd hit them with high radiation and kill them right on the spot. In others, they would just give different doses to test and see how the cancers grew, and then they'd cut the little child up and keep them alive and cut pieces out of them and do exploratory brain surgeries on them. I mean, that's pit of hell. And if the New World Order wants to crush me for fighting them doing that, it's not even a choice, folks. You think about them having their way with those little children. And you think about them paying Israel, and Israel being part of this, to irradiate 110,000 of their own children. That's even on Israeli television. That's the thing. They just put it right out in front of us. Yeah, we gave the pregnant wives uranium and plutonium pills in the U.S. See what would happen. Killed their babies and killed them in many cases. Yeah, we knew it was going to hurt the soldiers, but we had them walk through so we could medically watch them as guinea pigs over the next 20 years, and they had, you know, 1,000-plus percentile increases in lung cancers. John Wayne thought it was real cute to go shoot Westerns right in the bomb zones. Look at what happened to him. The point is that they're doing it all now with DU at an even greater level. I mean, there's something past human here. There's something darker. It's spiritual. You can call it what you want, folks, but there's a dark side. And let me tell you, I don't want any part of it. I'm a lover, not a fighter. But if I've got to fight to protect those I love, you better believe I'm going to fight as hard as you can imagine, and I've seen history, and I've experienced it myself. Somebody who is in the right, who's committed going up against somebody in the wrong just doesn't have the power that we have. They just don't have the strength that we have because they're afraid. They're only worried about themselves. They enjoy hurting others, and they're deep down, they're scared. Like, where's my... I used to have a picture in here, frame somebody gave me, cop gave me. It was a Texas Ranger saying about, the founder of the Texas Rangers said, a man in the wrong can't stand against a man in the right who keeps on a-coming. It's real simple. And if you're in the right and you keep on a-coming, they can't stop that idea. They can hurt us individually. They can stop us individually. They can try to make examples and try to scare you. Just get past the fear and just say, I don't care anymore. And that's when we win. It's when you just don't care any more. When you're committed. All right, I said I'd take calls, and I'm not doing a good job today. Frank in New Jersey, and Andy and Scott and Mike and Zach. Go ahead, Andy. Hi.
Alex?
Or Frank. Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you so much for being on with Dr. Stan. Well, I can't wait for you to get him on. In regards to fear, 2 Timothy 1:7 says, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of peace, love, and sound mind." In that regard, I was putting together a How Dare You bibliography of the Clinton crime family today, and I was so overwhelmed from my own personal library that I had to call my local police chief. I share a lot with him over there. And just I want to thank you so much. And if you could please, for 3 months I've been trying to get you checked. Proverbs 8, the last 4 verses, in your quiet time before you go on the air next time, you'll understand. The last part of that says, "All they that hate me love death." The last 4 verses of Proverbs 8. But really, there's a book out there that Hillary, you know the people out there. You know Tex Mars with Big Sister. You know Ed Klein of what the truth about Hillary, what she knew, when she knew it, and how far she'll go to become president. His book.
Yeah, we linked to that video. I mean, no, the Clintons are unspeakably wicked, and they revel and relish evil.
They are so wicked. It defies putting it into words, really. They have all their adult life been criminals. They have been treasonous. I got a book here, The Unholy Alliance, where Hillary, when she was the president of the director of the New World Foundation, which is very communist.
We got video of her calling for one world government.
You check James Wonder.
Can you believe Fox News is behind her?
Do I believe? I don't really have all that together, but
that's been in the New York Observer. It's been in the news. The point is, we know they're wicked, but man.
You want to get into things. You want to get off the end. You know about Kathy O'Brien. You know about Wayne Mattson and Jaded Task. You know about Barry and the Boys and Bill Clinton and his things and Bush's and the whole deal. You know about defraudingamerica.com. You know about compromise. You know about mind control and Jim Chief. He talks about Robert Pastor and being Zbigniew Brzezinski's aide back at the Jonestown.
Yeah, they no doubt killed Jim Keith.
What really happened to Jonestown? There's just so much overwhelming information. Listen, I told my police chief today, I said point blank, you best understand, Hillary, you think you got problems now. She gets in, and I told him right out, RonPaul2008.com.
All right, good job. I got to jump, Frank. Good to hear from you. Good. It's good to reach out to the police and educate them. Andy in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks, Alex. I met you in front of the Webster Hall that night when you played Endgame 9-9. Awesome. I gave you a piece of music, The Shady Patriot.
Good stuff. Yeah, what else is on your mind?
Yeah. Well, I'm connected with New York ICE, NYICE, and we're New Yorkers for Immigration Control and Enforcement. And I just thought it'd be pretty good to call you up and let everybody know that there's a petition that people can sign if they go to our website and click on the link, Sell Out Spitzer.
Spitzer's horrible with that. Let the illegals drive without license or have license, but citizens got to have 500 IDs.
I know.
It's just sick.
Yeah. So we support 287G, which makes.
But Spitzer's not a sellout. He was never with us, so he can't sell out.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I didn't set up the site, but I.
No, I'm just joking. I'm just joking.
Yeah, I hear you. May I give you the website address?
Sure, go ahead.
Oh, it's nyice.us. That's nyice.us.
Andy, I got to jump, so I get everybody in. Call me back another day. We can talk more about your organization. Folks should go join and get involved. Good guy, good music. Okay, let's talk to Scott in New Jersey. Go ahead, Scott.
Mr. Jones, thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
I'm with an organization here in New Jersey, basically dealing with these bottom-dweller debt collectors, and that's not why I'm calling. I think the O'Reilly clip, if you listen to it, I think what he did was mix 9/11 truthers with, you know, the Westboro Baptist Church, which is, I think he was talking about the protests, not the funerals, and Al-Qaeda. You know, he's taking the worst and mixing them with 9/11 truthers
what he does. You know, it's all by design, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's just disgusting what they do, and when you learn to listen, you know, in between the lines when they talk, you see beyond the face that they are.
Well, he's also reading off a teleprompter, so it's all craftily written.
Yeah, it, you know, by design, as you say. We actually were going to have a rally next week against dealing with these debt collectors here in New Jersey. The organization is CAIPNJ.com. And actually, we got word that they canceled the event, you know, and it's exactly true what you say. You set up a website, and if you see people are doing wrong, people in charge, we're trying to deal with, on a state level, the corruption and everything going on in New Jersey, and there's been a lot lately, you know, even on a state level, and getting everybody involved and seeing that people are being wronged and just doing something and not sitting back anymore.
It's just standing up and everything, and then God does the rest. You just got to commit, put yourself out on the field, and I'm telling you, God does the rest through you. I mean,
exactly.
That's everything. You just got to stand up. I mean, I'm not that well-spoken now, but I'm a lot more well-spoken, a lot more informed, a lot more intelligent than I was,
yeah.
10 years ago. And, again, all of us can go on that similar journey. I really appreciate you, Scott. Thank you. Michael and Zach, we're going to cram your calls in the final segment coming up. Don't forget, Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement is out on DVD at Infowars.com. You can order the hard copy or see it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv right now. And next week on Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday, I'll be showing Endgame for the last times in the big theater on the big screen, Alamo Drafthouse, South Lamar.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
By the way, in the first hour, I went into all the economic news today. It's worsened since then, so when the show restarts in about 5 minutes at Infowars.com to the streams, if you'd like to go listen if you missed it, we walked through what the dollar went down again. Gold went up. It's right up there right now. at $800 an ounce. All the details coming up in the next hour, only on the web at InfoWars.com, or subscribe to our free podcast. And again, I'll be at the Alamo Drafthouse next Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Get your tickets at InfoWars.com. Before I jam in two final calls from Mike and Zach and give them both about a minute apiece, I wanted to tell you about Debtor's Secret Weapon. It really is great info to educate you about getting harassing creditors to stop badgering you. Learn how to negotiate your own debt without the use of creditors. Understand how creditors will try to seize your assets and how to keep them from doing it. Keep your assets but lose your debts. This is just great material, a book and three audio CDs with 60-something hours of material. This is a full education. 877-327-0365, 877-327-0365, or outin90.com, outin90.com, or check out the banners on prisonplanet.com. To outin90.com or 877-327-0365. And then the great folks, our big sponsor at eFoods Direct, the best storable foods company out there, bar none, coming up this Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. Central. Steve Shank does his own radio show. It's excellent. And call them, get a free brochure, or go ahead and get some storable foods. Find out about it. 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. That's 1-800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. Don't wait, folks. You know times are very serious right now. The Fed just pumped $141 billion into the U.S. financial system today, trying to keep it from completely crashing. And that's after a rate cut, trying to prop it up. It started plunging, and that boosted it back up. I mean, this is just, it's like they got shock paddles having to defibrillate us every 5 minutes to keep us alive. I've been in the room when somebody's dying, they ended up dying, they were trying to keep them alive. It was just like that, folks. Injections of different stuff, you know, working on their heart, just at a certain point, just, this is horrible. Michael in Texas and Zach in Oregon. Go ahead, Michael.
Hey, I wonder if you're aware that Ron Paul was on the Jay Leno show the other night?
Yes, he was on the Jay Leno show, yes.
Yeah, he killed, man. Everything, the audience was nuts over him, everything he said, and he got all his points in. And coincidentally, the Sex Pistols were the musical guest afterwards, and in the middle of the song, Johnny Rotten looked over and said, hello, Mr. Paul, and waved at him. And then the next night, the Sex Pistols were on another talk show, and Johnny Rotten, sitting down, commented on Ron Paul, and he said, first of all, he said he kind of made a bad disparaging remark about Jay Leno. I said, they want you to talk about the war on the Jay Leno show. But then he goes, but you got a Republican and he's against the war. I mean, he goes, maybe there's something to vote for after all in America, you know.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Ron Paul has captured the left and the right's imagination. We got to get behind him. We got to donate to him. We've got to support him. They're throwing up all this fake dirt right now. None of it's sticking, thanks to the grace of God. We did post the Jay Leno clip up on prisonplanet.com.
It was great. I just wanted to comment on that.
Mike,
thank you.
Great to hear from you. Zach in Oregon, last caller. You're tail gunner. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, we had a lot of important stuff to talk to you about, so maybe I'll just call back tomorrow when I got some more time.
You got about a minute. Go ahead, sir.
Well, it has to do with the coming of Pluto and a lot of really, really crazy astrological alignments, which is really going to affect humankind. So I think it's pretty important stuff to talk about.
I appreciate your call. Call me back and we can talk about it later. Look, the elite believe in that, so it is important. The elite are totally believing it. I don't personally believe in it. You understand that? But so I think we can talk about it here because the elite do believe in all of that. And they launch wars when Mars is a certain place, and they do this and that. They're completely insane. All right, back tonight on the network, 9 to midnight. As I said, I want to thank all of our AM&FM affiliates. I want to, the new one in Nashville I was told about. That's very nice. I also want to thank all of the listeners out there and the sponsors and all of you. God bless you. And I want to see you at the Alamo Draft House next week, so get your tickets now. All right, show restarts right now at InfoWars.com. Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.